Hey everyone, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy again, and I want to look at a verse with you today from Matthew chapter 22. It's Matthew 22, verse 29. And this is actually a reply from Jesus to a question that the religious leaders were asking him. And Jesus says in this verse to them, "Your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God." And I just want to kind of talk about this a little bit this morning. Whatever you're doing, as you're kind of beginning to meditate on the Word of God and apply this to your life and think about what this really means for us. He says this really strong thing. Your mistake is you don't know the Scriptures. You don't know the power of God. You know, the Word of God is something so powerful inside of each and every one of our lives. And this is why we're doing these podcasts. It's why we're involved with the Bible reading program that we're doing and everything else, because we really believe that the Word of God is powerful. And sometimes you may be faced with questions in your life that you don't necessarily have good answers to. You're wondering what kind of course you should take up after your A-level. So it's getting, you know, to the end of the year now. Should you stay in Singapore? Should you go overseas? Which obviously the answer is stay in Singapore and go to the edge for the rest of your life. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, questions that face you day after day that you may not really have what seems to be the right answer to. And yet, I think there's a key here that Jesus gives us, and he says, listen, there's two things that we really need in our life. We need to know the scriptures, and we need to know the power of God. And you and I, of course, what we really desire is that we'd see the presence and the power of God in our everyday lives. And I think there's a key in this, that it starts with us really getting into the Word and trusting God through his Word, that you won't see the power of God in your life if you don't know the scriptures. And, you need to really approach it in that way. And as we're reading the Bible, what we want to do is not just go through kind of a religious, legalistic duty to get through the chapters, but what I really want is I want to know more about God. I want to put his Word in my heart so that although there's no passage in Scripture that says, take this course in school, go to this university, I know that there's Scriptures that encourage me and say, you know what, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. I know that there's Scriptures that tell me that God has preordained every day of my life, that he knows my future, that he has a good plan for me. And so as I seek him and I trust him to show me through his Spirit what I should do, I hang on to his Word. I can really begin to tap into the Spirit and his experience his power when I know his Word in my life. I can't just simply look for the experiences. I can't just expect for a lightning bolt to come out of heaven and strike me and work every little situation out in my life if I don't first have faith in him through his Word, because everything goes back to his Word. It's where we understand the character and the nature of God. It's where we really get to know what he thinks. And so I want to encourage you today that you hold on to his Word, that even as you begin to read your Bible and walk through these different chapters in the Fuel program that we're doing, that even take some time and memorize some scripture. Put it in your heart, because if you want to experience God's power daily, then you want to be faithfully reading his Word. And not just that, but make it a part of your life. As you're walking to school, as you're on the MRT, as you're on the bus, begin to think about the scriptures you read. Begin to think about how it applies to your life and what God might be saying to you through it. I know the Lord's been speaking to me really each and every day since we started this program, and it's just tremendous what the Word of God does when you put it inside of your life. Take time, you know, even begin to share with some of your friends, what you're thinking about, what you're meditating on, what the Lord's been speaking to you through the Word. And it's by doing those kind of things that the Word begins to go deeper into your life. And from that point, when questions or doubts come into your heart or into your mind, you know, you can begin to see God's power working in you because you've already placed his Word inside of your heart. So I just want to challenge you with that today. Don't just read the Bible like a robot, but really take hold of the promises and the things that God is giving to you. Keep them in your heart, and they will begin to guide your path. And I think you'll see God begin to lead you in every area of your life.